So Guardians of Gaia, huh? It's a catchy title, right?
But it gets at something I've been thinking about a lot lately, how environmental technology, something we usually associate with, you know, saving the planet, is becoming increasingly relevant, even crucial, in warfare.
It's almost ironic, isn't it? We're talking about using green tech to potentially wage war more effectively. The very technologies meant to mitigate environmental damage being used in, well, activities that often cause environmental damage. It's a fascinating paradox, and one I'm eager to unpack.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. We're seeing things like climate data being used for strategic advantage. How do you even begin to wrap your head around that?
Well, consider how weather patterns can influence troop movements or the availability of resources. Understanding these patterns, predicting them even, could provide a significant edge. It's almost like weaponizing the weather, albeit indirectly.
Almost. And then there's geospatial intelligence. We're talking about incredibly precise location data, detailed terrain mapping, and, well, a whole host of other applications that I think most people aren't even aware of.
It's a game changer, really. The ability to understand the physical landscape in such detail, to anticipate how an enemy might move or where they might be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up entirely new avenues for strategic planning and tactical execution, of course.
Right. And let's not forget the ethical questions. I mean, where do we draw the line?
Is it acceptable to, say, manipulate a local environment, even if it's done for quote-unquote strategic purposes?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's one we absolutely must grapple with, because the potential for misuse, well, it's significant, to say the least. We're talking about technologies that could have profound, long-lasting impacts, not just on the battlefield, but on the planet as a whole.
Absolutely. And then there's the development of eco-friendly weaponry. On the surface, it sounds like a positive development. Less pollution, less collateral damage. But it also raises some uncomfortable questions.
Such as? What kind of questions?
Well, does the existence of greener weapons make it easier to justify the use of force? Does it lower the threshold for conflict? These are complex issues with no easy answers. And I'm particularly interested in exploring how these technologies might reshape the future of warfare itself.
It's a brave new world, isn't it? And one that's evolving at an incredible pace. We have a responsibility to understand these technologies, to explore their potential implications, and to ensure they are used responsibly, ethically, and for the benefit of, well, all of humanity.
So if we're talking about Guardians of Gaia, we're talking about a whole lot more than just solar panels and wind farms, right? It's about how environmental technology, green tech, is becoming deeply intertwined with, well, everything, even warfare.
It is ironic. We're striving for sustainability, trying to mitigate environmental damage. But simultaneously, some of these same technologies are being adapted, even weaponized, for military applications.
Mm-hmm. It's a complex and unsettling reality.
Unsettling is right. I mean, look at the use of climate data, predicting weather patterns, understanding resource availability. It's no longer just about anticipating a hurricane. It's about strategic advantage on the battlefield.
Yeah. It's about understanding how environmental factors can influence troop movements, supply lines, even predicting where an enemy might be vulnerable due to changing conditions.
Mm. It's a whole new dimension of warfare.
And then there's geospatial intelligence. The level of detail we can get now, precise location data, terrain mapping, it's mind-boggling. And the applications are just exploding.
Exploding is the right word. It's a complete game changer. Imagine knowing the exact layout of enemy territory, predicting their movements, identifying weaknesses. It's a huge advantage, both strategically and tactically.
Absolutely. But where's the line? Is it okay to manipulate a local environment for strategic purposes? What about the long-term consequences? These are ethical questions we can't ignore.
We can't. And honestly, that's what scares me the most. The potential for misuse, for unintended consequences. It's enormous. These technologies can have profound, lasting impacts, not just on the battlefield, but on the entire planet.
Right. And then there's the whole eco-friendly weaponry thing. Less pollution, less collateral damage. Sounds good, right?
On the surface, yeah.
But does it make it easier to justify using force? Does it lower the threshold for conflict? Because if war becomes greener, does that somehow make it more palatable?
I mean, we're potentially doing the same damage, just more cleanly, or under the guise of eco-friendliness.
That's a really disturbing thought. Almost like putting a green label on something inherently destructive. It's a PR spin on warfare, almost.
Exactly. And that's what I keep coming back to, how this all reshapes the psychology of warfare. Not just the tactics, but the entire justification, the way we even think about conflict.
It's a brave new world, all right, one we're hurtling towards at breakneck speed. And we have a responsibility to understand these technologies, their potential, and most importantly, how to ensure they're used responsibly for everyone's sake.
So we were talking about the ethical implications of greener weaponry, and it strikes me that this connects to something even bigger, the psychology of warfare. If we frame a weapon as environmentally friendly, does it somehow become more acceptable to use it? Does it lower the threshold for conflict?
That's a chilling thought, right? It's like snapping an organic label on a landmine. Does it change the fundamental nature of what it is? I doubt it. It's just a more palatable way of packaging destruction. A PR campaign for war, almost.
Exactly. And that's what I keep coming back to. It's not just about the technology itself, but how it changes the narrative around conflict. How it potentially justifies the unjustifiable. We're talking about a fundamental shift in the way we think about war.
And it's happening so fast. This brave new world, as we called it earlier, is evolving at breakneck speed. And honestly, I'm not sure we're keeping up. We have to understand these technologies, their potential, and crucially, how to ensure responsible use before it's too late.
Absolutely. And speaking of keeping up, geospatial intelligence is a prime example. The sheer volume of data we're collecting now, precise location data, detailed terrain mapping. It's mind-boggling. We're talking about knowing the exact layout of enemy territory, predicting their movements, pinpointing vulnerabilities. It's a game changer.
It is a game changer. But again, where's the line? Is it ethical to use that level of detail to manipulate a local environment, even for strategic purposes? What are the long-term consequences, not just for the environment, but for the people who live there?
Those are the tough questions, aren't they? And then there's the whole question of environmental modification as a direct weapon. I mean, we have a history of this, right? Scorched earth tactics, weaponizing infrastructure.
Oh, absolutely. Think about the deliberate flooding of agricultural lands, the destruction of dams, the intentional setting of oil well fires. It's a grim history.
Grim is right. And now with technologies like geoengineering emerging, we're entering a whole new realm of possibilities. Technologies that could theoretically be used to manipulate weather patterns, ocean currents, even seismic activity.
It's almost science fiction, isn't it? But it's not. It's a potential reality. And if we don't start grappling with the ethical and security implications now, we're going to be woefully unprepared for the consequences.
Exactly. We have treaties like ENMOD that prohibit environmental modification techniques as weapons of war, but are they sufficient in this new era? Do they cover things like geoengineering, which could have both civilian and military applications?
That's the gray area, isn't it? And that's where the real danger lies. We need to be having these conversations, pushing for international cooperation and regulation before these technologies are fully developed and deployed, before they're used intentionally or unintentionally to escalate conflicts or cause irreparable harm.
So reflecting on all this, it's unsettling, to say the least. This intersection of environmental technology and warfare, it's a whole new frontier with a whole lot of unknowns.
Yeah, it's like, we're talking about a potential paradigm shift in how we even think about conflict, the greener war. It's almost Orwellian, isn't it?
It is. And it raises so many questions. Like, we talked about the ethics of eco-friendly weaponry, but what about the psychology? Does making war cleaner somehow make it easier to justify? Does it lower the threshold for actually using force?
Right. It's like putting a green label on something inherently destructive. Does it change what it is? I don't think so. It just makes it more palatable, maybe easier to swallow.
Exactly. And then there's the geospatial intelligence piece, the level of detail, the predictive capabilities. It's mind-blowing. But where do we draw the line? Is it ethical to manipulate a local environment even for, you know, quote-unquote strategic purposes?
That's the million-dollar question. And who decides what's strategic? Where are the checks and balances? It's a slippery slope.
It really is. And then you layer on things like geoengineering, manipulating weather patterns, ocean currents. It's almost science fiction, but it's not. It's a potential reality, and one we're clearly not ready for.
We touched on ENMOD, but is one enough? Does it even cover things like geoengineering, which could have both civilian and military applications? That's a huge gray area.
Huge. And a dangerous one. We need to be having these conversations now, pushing for international cooperation and regulation before these technologies get out of hand.
Before it's too late, yeah. Because once these things are out there, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. This has been a sobering conversation. A necessary one, though. Thanks for having me.